Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's a new one from the armless man. I just have to jump up and down in front of a Steinway.
He does have his cadence.
Boy, that's got to be an industry that has suffered like crazy. I just thought about that. When's the last time you walked in somebody's house that wasn't your grandma's or your mama's that had a piano in it? Holy moly.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Usually that used to be like... Bars. A bar? Oh, yeah. I guess Jack and Diane's, they obviously still have one.
Yeah, they go back and forth, right?
Dueling. They're dueling.
Like, if you got a beef, can you just go up there and settle it on the ivories?
No, actually, when you open the top of the piano, if it gets that far, they have guns and stuff in there.
Hell, so yeah. They
will actually Hatfield and McCoy right there on the stage. But I think it's all part of the act.
Yeah.
It just says pow when you do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen many. That's usually something you get willed, right? Like, here's this piano. Like, I live in a trailer, don't really have room for it, but I'll take it.
Well, the reason I even said it, I mean, other than the beginning of this song here, but I've had, my mom's had a piano in every house she's ever lived in.
Really?
Hey, baby.
Very crazy, hey, mom. Yeah.
She played, right? Like, she's pretty good.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You want me to play Moonlight Sonata?
Dude, we had an organ in the house one time. Like an organ. Well, no, it was in my grandma's house. She had an organ in there.
What's your mom's musical background? Is it just piano?
What
she sings, I know.
Yeah, piano and singing. That's it.
Still.
I mean, not that's it, but.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Makes sense she'd have a piano. Play it whenever I want.
Yeah, but I just remember like going to other places. You'd see it in just like the big baby grands is what I'm thinking of.
Nice.
The huge ones, but that'd be in like rich people's houses, and then the other ones would be the stand up, big old brick of a thing.
What if you had one that was like the one in Big? It looked like the power pad after a while.
I'd put a hole in the floor at that age.
Can you imagine?
Maybe our house at Poe Mill wasn't that small. It was just we had a piano, we had a cabinet television that was the size of like a bar. Like the TV cabinet was like a bar. Which some people are repurposing old TV cabinets into bars, and they look really awesome. They take the tube out or the whatever out.
That's kind of cool.
And then put shelves in there, and it looks like an old TV, but no, it's a bar.
God, man.
It's awesome. You get drunk enough, you feel like you're watching TV.
That catches on, then. That's going to be hard to find. Then before you know it, people are going to be taking old big screens and making like fish tanks out of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the illegal to take items at the dump are going to be gone.
What, the paint?
Well, it's like where all the TVs and computers go.
Oh.
So the guys who work there can sift through them after they close.
You know, I drove by a thrift store the other day. It had a sign up said, no longer taking TVs. And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, look at us.
Whoa. Got too many TVs, dude. Yeah. Well, that sucks. I have 50, 75 inchers here. I was going to donate to you. But on to the boys' home of the South, I guess.
We got a 720p I'm going to charge you retail for.
Yeah. All right, before we go further with this nonsense, happy Friday. Friday's Fat Boys, usually, I guess it's every other Friday, is your sports card day where you will venture out into the retail world looking for sports cards to go home and flex on your Instagram with.
Go home disappointed, usually. Yeah, man.
You feel like a... It's almost like, I mean, it's not almost. It is like scratch-off lottery.
Yeah, like a fortune hunter, and he's trying to find the gold.
I mean, you're not doing it for the monetary gain. It's just the thrill of spending $19 or whatever on a box or blister pack, and you open it up, and then there's that $100 card.
You know what, though? It became about the money.
Oh, did it?
Because when I started watching all these different breaks and cards that people were getting and –
Yeah,
if you're gonna make money doing this, or you know, like collect some pretty rare cards, you're gonna have to spend a lot of money.
But do people? So, Paige, listen to this. I don't know if what he's talking about these live breaks. So, let's say that there's a product that comes out of sports cards that's like $1,000 a box. Most people can't afford $1,000,
right?
But they'd like to have one pack. So, the guy like Fat, you know, I love doing it too. But the guy who just loves the thrill of opening the packs will then sell out packs, but he gets to open them live on camera, and you get to watch virtually on what was in your pack.
Yep.
And it's kind of like being a fluffer in a porn.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hopefully it's not
you get it there, but you don't get to, you know.
And it's so popular, too, with people in that community that are, you know.
Because they can't find them anywhere. Like the neighborhood sports card stores, I mean, look. Imagine trying to collect stamps now. Where the hell do you go get those at? I print them at home. Ha ha. I got to have stamps.com. You're out looking for stamps. I print them. And they're real. But the availability. And then COVID kicked in and people went back to the thrill of that. And then suddenly sports cards once again are a traded commodity like a stock or anything.
So what's the probability of you actually hitting a good card?
What's the probability of me finding one to damn get, first off?
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, it's like when Powerball, imagine going to the gas station. They're like, sorry, we're out of paper. I can't print you one.
One in how many cards do you get the big card? I mean.
Now, this depends on what you're buying.
Very rare.
Now, you could go get a.
It is.
You can
rare.
Go get like a. If you could find a cheap pack for like $5, you might not. You might get like one insert that it's not really worth anything. Or you could do like some people spend $2,000 for a Hit Parade box that has one card. One card. And you could get something that way.
Is it signed?
It's usually a signed or an old PSA.
Oh.
But I mean, just the fact that. The hobby itself is ridiculous. There are certain big box retailers that don't enforce rules. One close, you know, has a limit, but you're not enforcing the limit.
If you had a rock and a good arm, could you throw it here? Like if I put a target on the building, could you hit it from here?
Oh, most likely.
Yeah.
You got a one pack limit, but how come when I go, everything's wiped out? But you got a big stock. So do you got 1,000 people lining up to buy one pack of cards? No. You got some goober buying a bunch of them. It's just not enforced. My altercation the other day.
Okay.
It wasn't really. I could tell I was getting like BS'd real bad. Because I go to a big box retailer that might sell groceries to.
Okay.
Pick up a few things.
Well, that doesn't really narrow it down too much.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. They all sell groceries now, I thought.
I noticed the commotion over toward the front. So I'm kind of wheeling over. I just so happened.
Wait a minute. Were you in one of those Jolly Rascal scooters? What do you mean wheeling over?
You know, I use the walker slash cart slash buggy.
Buggy, yeah.
I kind of wheel over. And I just so happened. It just almost never happens. But I found the card vendor stocking the shelves.
And what else does he vend? Is he the candy guy too? Because he's not from the company because it's several different companies. That's like one guy stocking all the soft drinks.
Yeah. Now, this was the lady taking her time because, you know, she's got a line of people there talking to her. But she's just stocking even unlimited stock. So I don't know if the store didn't order a whole lot or if they're just kind of spacing it out. But it's just like one little tiny shelf of stuff. Mm-hmm. You got your sleeves, top loaders, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A few select cards. Now, Pokemon's huge right now, so they have more Pokemon than anything. But I didn't know, realize the commotion until I wheeled over and saw the person working. Well, they have to – rules, they have to put everything out first. But there was a
– it's like Black Friday every Friday.
Yes.
With people, like, stomping to go buy these cards.
There was a blockade. Okay.
How?
There were like customers, I guess, people waiting to get them, just blocking the aisles off. There's so many people. I go up to a guy and say,
hey, when you say so many, like a couple dozen?
At least.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you, man, it is ridiculous people trying to get these. And they're all buying the Pokemon up first and then whatever else. I see a couple things I want, but I realize I'm not going to get in this big crowd. It's not going to be there. It's just going to be gone.
Yeah.
So I try to pick the guy's brain. I'm like, do you know, like, when the person comes? He's like, man, ooh, I couldn't tell you. It's just a real shot in the dark. Like, I just got lucky
keeping
today.
Keeping you in the dark.
Yeah. I'm like, don't BS me. He's like, I just got lucky just being here today, you know?
Just happened to be here.
And they might go to another this store on a Tuesday. I'm like, you know the route. Just like, let me get in on one, man. Just let me get a box of something. This stuff's hard to find.
What's the biggest payoff you've had? Like, what's the biggest? And do you record yourself opening them just in case you hit a big one and you'll have, like, that experience?
No. Not really.
Honestly, my daddy would videotape every single football game, just hoping to God that I would win one. I have tapes and tapes of losses.
Honestly, the ones that I made a little bit off of were just kind of the...
It goes back to pay for all the ones you didn't.
Yeah.
It's gambling.
And it's not really rare. Yeah, but I got to get out of it, man, because I did something stupid. I can tell you about it in a second, I guess. But it probably signaled me getting out of it. Like, now's the time to I bought something dumb.
Oh, my God.
I got hoodooed, hoodwinked. It's just the whole scene, man. It's like a whole smoke and mirrors. Who can you screw? Wow. It's not like back in the day where you just go to the Chocolat or wherever and get a pack.
Yeah.
Now you got to finagle. You got to spend money. You got to spend at least, you know, $700-$900 if you're going to get started out to get something. There's no point in just collecting and buying a pack just to keep.
You got scammed?
Yeah, I did, man. I got scammed.
I mean, I'm not clapping the light.
Like,
I'm hoping that we can save others.
I got double scammed.
Uh-oh.
From two different places.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I feel like,
don't.
Dang it, man.
No,
I
don't.
I feel so stupid about it, too.
Let me tell you why. This is why I feel stupid about it, is that when you say, I realize the demand for Pokemon, and I know, like, a couple of my friends who are grown men who have invested in McDonald's Pokemon cards because they know the rarity of those. People went and got jobs at McDonald's just to work through the 2-week promotion to get the Pokemon cards. They wanted to work there to get them. And I look at that world of, like, that and Yu-Gi-Oh! And all those, and I'm like, and then this is me making fun of myself. So before you freak out, I'm like, they're not that you're buying cardboard cards of, like, cartoon characters. And then I'm the other side of my brain is like, but you're buying them of athletes. Many of these men were born the year you graduated high school. Who's the weirdo here?
Yeah, but
at least there's this fantasy. Mine's real people with their muscles and their, you know, tight baseball pants and things. Some of them are a little splayed out in some of these rated rookie cards.
Man, some of these cards really are amazing, though.
Okay, let's break. We'll come back. We'll find out how Fatboy was not just scammed once, Paige. Twice.
Oh, poor guy.
Double scammed with sports cards. We'll find out about that next. It's Friday morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Rise Guys.
Rocks.
Get The Rise Guys After Hours podcast. The Odyssey app rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
P1 Dennis Patty says that we're talking too much this morning, that we came on at 7:02 and so we're talking about Fat Boy's altercation, and here we are at 7:32 and have yet to say what the altercation was.
Right.
We just said that you went to a big box retailer to look for sports cards, unsuccessfully again. There was already a crowd, like a smaller kind of Black Friday crowd, hovered around the poor lady that is doing the ball card.
Yeah,
she's like back there with the greeting card lady, back there at the gorilla position in the back of Walmart or wherever you were. And she's like, hey, I do the greeting cards. People never stand around me trying to get my cards.
Acknowledgement.
Here you are, though. I know, yeah. I do plus size panties. Nobody's ever waiting over here for me.
Give her some love, please.
You get the paninis and all that.
Maybe altercation was a strong word.
Oh, come on, guess, now they're really going to be pissed.
Well, I guess the guy thought I was asking too many questions, so he, I guess, told on a manager and I got asked to leave.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold up. I did those backwards.
I mean, forget about the dozens of people you got waiting on these cards.
So you ask just another guy who is waiting to do the same thing, and yeah, you're asking him for inside information about, hey, were you looking around? Like, nobody was watching. You're like, hey, give me some inside information about this. What do you know?
Intel.
Give him the Mark Hendricks nod. Like,
yeah.
Trying to, you know.
Got any prism?
I'm thinking, well, I did say that actually. He's like, good luck.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, maybe, you know, this is like a little tight community. They'll kind of spread some info back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, tried to tell me, I don't know when she gets here. I just got lucky today getting here myself. I didn't know she's going to be here, this, that, and the other. Well, I mean, we're just talking for a little bit, and he goes to get a manager, says I'm harassing him. I get asked to leave.
Good.
They don't do anything about the dozens of people waiting to buy the damn cards, which, you know, the
Were
supply.
They shaking their money in the air? Like, I you know, people do at a bar when they're not getting their drink. They're waving the money in the air. Like, I'm actually going to pay you for this. Like, yeah, no crap. I'm not going to give it to you for free.
No, but they got to blockade it off, man, on both sides. And they don't care about, you know, they don't care about that. They won't break that up.
Just the way it was with Beanie. I mean, not that I'm equating the two of them, because sports cards have an industry market that it's held for many years. But you imagine being at like a Carlton Cards when you had the, oh my God, the tie truck is out back. Jesus Christ. I mean, this lady's been up here for 2 weeks waiting on a princess bear. Says she loved Lady Diana. She wanted a princess bear. She wanted a rainbow bear until she found out it meant.
I mean,
now she wants to return it.
I don't know if it was ever like this. Now, we did get a text, somebody saying that they got a bunch of ball cards from the 70s and 80s. But they can't find anybody to take them. Now, that's the thing. Like, you're not – people you deal with now aren't getting them just to get them and go through them. Like, they have to be certain types you're looking for.
Yeah, there's crap, for sure. But it's just like anything. Like, you can have your – see, now, if I say something using a vehicle, I offended someone earlier, drove a Ford Escort. It was just as an example. I'll say a Yugo. How about that? I don't think they make those anymore. But, you know, there's your basic stuff, and then there's your primo stuff. And you're not going to find the primo there ever.
No.
That's hobby only. But the fact that...
I thought I found some primo.
The things that I've seen personally people do inside of a so-called big box retailer and never asked to leave. And the videos I've seen of people... I mean, some of them get physically removed, but... You got asked to leave a Walmart, like, wow. Yeah. I mean, wherever it was.
How
Walmart,
bad could
it's
you
okay.
Be?
It was Walmart. It's okay. I keep saying it accidentally.
And I didn't even try to argue, like, what about all these people here?
You were just asking, hey, man. But that's what it was. You were one less person in line.
Yeah. And then maybe you know, from the management's perspective, they're like, it's just better just to try to, you know, de-escalate whatever could happen, which not that was going to happen. I saw that I wasn't going to get in to get anything. Might have a couple things I wanted anyway, but they would have been gone with all the people there.
So did you go and get, like, other stuff, too, and you just had to lay it down? Or did you go there exclusively for that?
I didn't even get to go get the other stuff first. Mm. I just happened to notice the crowd, and it kind of wheeled over, and then all this happened, like, you know, within a span of, like, 10 minutes.
Are you still collecting rap snacks?
No, see, yeah, you see those a lot.
Oh, like, those are oversaturated.
Yeah,
now.
They're not that hard to get now.
Are you still collecting defunct, politically incorrect advertising items?
Man, after what happened to me, I'm not going to collect anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be a sign to
get out.
We almost
did it again.
Why, fat boy? Why?
How'd you get double scammed?
All right, I'll tell you about the first one first.
Okay.
So, you know, since I watch a lot of breaks, a lot of companies on Instagram that do these card openings.
Yes.
You know, I get a lot of sponsored ads. So I saw one that said, click here, you know, it was Panini Prism Rookie, and I had Trevor Lawrence on the box. You know, buy this box, you know, pretty good deal. So I clicked through to the site, and I'm like, okay, not a bad deal, you know. So I put that in the cart. It was like $50. Then I'm looking on the site, and I'm like, let me put some other stuff in the cart, too, see what's going on. I'm like, I'm none the wiser. I get a sponsored Instagram ad. I'm thinking it's on the up and up, right? So I make the order. I'll show you my screen.
Oh.
That's what I got and what I spent. So, you know, I make my order. But I'm going through and looking at it afterwards.
Wow.
Like, I
should. Well, that top one there, I mean, you mind if I say what it was?
I don't care.
You had to think you were taking advantage of a glitch, right? Because you were getting a 12-box case for $50.
I was thinking it was
$4 a quarter a box.
I was thinking it was the one box that was.
Oh shoot! That just break something.
I just kind
of. Oh, I forgot we have big sheets of plexiglass. It's so clear in here with the plexiglass. I didn't even realize it was there. My bad.
For that,
I walk through windows all the time.
I thought that was just a part of the description. Like I was getting a box out of the case.
Out of the case.
So, I mean,
still is a great deal.
That's $100 for both of these.
Yeah.
I pay, make the order, boom, everything checks out. Thank you for buying, whatever. But I noticed I never heard of the site before, and I go, I should have did this first, man. I should have done it first. I go through Google the reviews. They don't have any social media presence. When you click on the icons, they go to nothing. People are saying, hey, I bought from them 2 months ago. Haven't heard anything back. I got scammed. I'm like, oh, no.
How did you pay?
I used the card, credit card.
Charge back.
Well, I'm trying to go through with the people, but I don't know if it's going to happen, man. I got scammed. Other people got scammed. If you go on their little, they even have it on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
And they got people in their comment, this is a scam. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, usually you would check these first. I didn't. I just like a heat of the moment, kind of just going through and buying and buying.
When I buy stuff on, not sports cars, but like just stuff on Amazon Prime, they are just Prime, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. I always go and read the reviews first because I love to see what the stuff looks like in real life. You know, they'll sit there with professional photos and the lighting and just make that item look great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to see Joe Blow with that sitting on his coffee table. I want to see what it looks like then. Because even when they do the 3D, like, what is it going to look like in my room? And you can put it in the floor and see how big it's going to be. It don't look that good when it gets there. You got to go read the reviews. That sucks, though, that you got
the. Well, this is the first one. The second one didn't involve that much money, but the second one was an eBay deal. And you know how, without going into too much detail, the eBay trick that we know?
What?
Yes, don't.
Tell.
No.
Oh, you can't, man. But I feel like somebody knew that trick and used it against me.
I shared that with you out of great confidence.
But I use it. I use that trick.
I want to know.
I feel like somebody else used it against me.
I'll tell you off there.
Okay.
What?
So I see this card, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. But I know, like, why it's so cheap and nobody knows about it because of the trick.
Right.
So I put my bid in, $20. I win the card. It's beautiful, man. It's a patch insert. It's autographed from a very popular player, a top 5 NBA player. I'm like thinking, you know, it's not PSA or anything, but I got a deal, you know, because, you know, nobody knows about it.
Right.
So I
mislisted is what we'll say. Mislisted. Yeah. Let's say sometimes people get stupid and they sell car parts, and then when they go to list something else, they don't change a category. So you might see stuff in wrong category. Just, like that's all we're saying.
Like a treasure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is great, man. Can't wait to get the card. I get a message from the guy. And I'm like, oh, no. He's going to want to cancel the sale. Usually that's what happens when you get a message.
I better know what this is.
So the guy messages me. He says, hey, I need... You want to write it down first before I say?
I've already read it.
Write your guess? Okay.
Because it happened to me almost one time.
He said, I need your...
I'm so geeked about this.
He said, I need your app ID so I can initiate the trade.
Yep.
I'm like, no. Yeah, I bought a digital damn card.
You bought a digital card. I wrote down digital.
Oh, oh!
So you know what the best example of that is? Someone I almost did that because they do digital. It's an NFT, basically. Topps is really revolutionizing that. But
oh, man.
Remember the Johnny Cash autographed guitar I bought?
Yeah.
It's a PSA DNA Johnny Cash autographed guitar that I am getting a steal on. It's authentic. It's verified, all this stuff. And then I got it. Now, here's the part. I didn't read the description because it said that it was a child's guitar. So the guitar is this big. How big is this? About less than 2 feet?
That's hilarious.
It's almost like a damn ukulele. Signed by Johnny. It's great. It's signed by Johnny Cash, but I'm expecting something. Like, where am I going to hang it on the wall?
I know,
Where am I going to put this at?
Put it over your sofa.
I can put it in my pocket. It's so damn little.
This car looked real. Looked like bona fide on the stand real. And it was in the description way down at the bottom. This is a digital card. I'm like, no, I spent $20 on it. But people were saying, like, well, you dummy, you got took. But I'm trying to be the one who's thinking the other guy's a dummy, and I took him.
Yeah.
But he suckered me in and then took me. It's just a sign to get out, man.
That's the sign you're looking for.
It's done.
It's just smoke and mirrors, hoodoo.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to spend a lot of money, you're not going to get anything worth.
And the year that you got your own sports card, it's amazing. You've taken such a hill turn on it already.
I don't understand. I guess the NFT thing is really big, and, you know. Yeah. Did you spend more than you intended on spending? That's what.
No, not
He thought he was ripping the guy off, but the guy was ripping him off.
Yeah, I get that.
That's what you get.
I'm going to make so much money off this card.
Yeah. Well, screen shoot it. I'll give you 50 cents. I'd like a copy of it. All right. Nice. That was good. Be careful, kids. And adults. Paige, what is up in the Plex before we get in the FOF?
Mother's Day is Sunday. I keep telling you that and warning you to be prepared. Call your mom. But what do people like to call their mothers?
To their faces?
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to get into that next year. Heroes Guys headlines. Right. Not behind their back.
All right, then.
We don't say those words on the radio.
She's got eyes back there. Oh, she'd read my lips.
All right.
I'm wearing tight britches.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Well, how often do people call their mothers, and what do they call their mom? You ready for this? You're planning to talk to her on Sunday, which you probably are. About 1% of you are.
One?
Yeah, a little over 1%. So just in time for Mother's Day, there's a study that asks people how often they call or text their mom.
Man, y'all, this poll was not done in the South. Clearly not. 1% of people polled said they're going to talk to their mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, so this way, according to this, the people whose moms are still with us, the most common answer are they call them daily or a few times a week, and both of those got 30% of the vote. 7% of the people talk to their moms monthly. A little over 1% talk to their moms twice a year or once a year, and a little over 7% say they talk to them less than once a year or never. Never speak to their mom. Can you imagine that?
With some people, yeah. I mean, I've heard some tales of some bad mothers. Shut your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've heard the same thing about some dads.
Well, here's the question. So when you call your mom, what do you call your mom?
Well, I think mine's documented.
Well.
Yeah, you can't use the first name, right? Some moms don't like that.
No. No. Well, but yet she named me and called me by my middle name.
Yeah, you got that, too.
I should start calling her by her maiden name.
Don't do it.
Well, 12% of the adults still use mommy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got to grow out of that at some point.
Well, There again, though.
To be sarcastic. I called my dad
daddy, although with my vernacular sounded deity. And that's how that came about. So, yeah.
I would say thanks, mommy, when my mom was being, you know, a mom and telling me things, what I should
As
be doing.
As an adult, you would?
Just mommy? To be so, yeah. Thanks,
oh, you're being
mommy.
Sarcastic?
Mommy dearest, I would do that to her.
It's a way of saying, hey, I am an adult. Yes. Quit acting like you can tell me what to do.
10% use mother. 10% of the people in the study use mama, spelt M-A-M-A.
That's correct. That's mama.
Use mother if you're
in trouble.
Or if you're an old single guy that still lives with her. And you're like, yes, mother, I heard you.
Like Anthony Perkins in Psycho, yeah.
Mother. And 7% use ma. And then there are...
Are we playing Danzig this morning? We should be.
And then there are about 3% of people that are kind of disrespectful, and they call their mom by her first name.
I've also heard people say mother and daddy.
Mother and father. I'm going to mother and father's this weekend. It's like, man, I don't know. That
going to mom's.
It's a very judgmental thing to say. It may have just been what they told you to call them, but I'm going to see mother and father. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope.
That's
you caught that
proper.
Belt a lot.
Mother and father. Yes, mother. Yes, father.
It's too proper. That's your parents. Like, you should kind of have nicknames for them. I mean, like I did. Diddy.
Is that a Southern woman thing, mother and daddy? Like, that's the combination.
Mother and daddy.
Going to mother and daddy. I didn't hear anywhere else.
Yes, mother.
Oh, I'm just thinking, like, my dad would, like, sign a card or something. He'd sign it dad, but I didn't ever call him dad. And now dad is almost like Karen. It's like dad shoes, dad hat, dad jokes,
dad
bod, all that crap. Like, what's wrong with that?
I hope Father's Day gets this much attention.
It won't.
It won't. You're right.
Well, you can bring it back and make it more popular. I don't know how, but because I don't have a dad.
Well, I don't either.
I'm lacking a mom, too. I'm an orphan.
No, you're not.
Well, I mean, if both your parents are dead.
Well, fat boy, let's go leave her on the front steps of a synagogue somewhere then.
Please. By all means.
Let's put her in a basket and send her down the Reedy River put like me, they did baby Moses.
Yeah, put me somewhere where someone adopts me. Well, there's a 19-year-old woman who decided to call out Matthew Perry for hitting her up on a dating app. I mean, I imagine if they're both dating, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you, though, Paige, if you were on a dating app and you saw, I mean, the guy is rich just off the friend's money. I mean, very wealthy. So wouldn't you
think
you're being fished?
Yeah, I would think it would be odd. Like, why are you on here? And why are you, I'm 19 and you're 51. That's kind of like.
What?
I'm just thinking that you'd wonder what was wrong with Matthew to be flirting with you. So this is what happened, all right? So she posted a video on TikTok of Matthew Perry flirting with her on FaceTime after they connected on the dating app Raya. R-A-Y-A, is that how you say that?
Oh, yeah. You have to be invited.
It's supposedly, this happened back in May.
You have to have, this is what, it's very exclusive and very, like, hidden. But you have to have basically an IMDb to be in that. So,
oh, I can do it.
So Paige could be on Raya or whatever it is. Sounds like a club that someone might get shot at.
Well, the woman's name is Kate Harlson. Yeah. I see where you're going with that, where it might be kind of iffy.
Club
and,
Raya.
Yeah, and the club. The clip she posted, Matthew makes a comment about how much she plays with her hair and she chuckles. You know, the little girl thing, like that kind of stuff.
When they're always taking modeling photos.
Uh-huh.
They're just looking up, laughing, twirling their hair. So guys are always playing with imaginary cufflinks that aren't there.
Oh, boy. Or wrist with their, if they wear bracelets.
It's the Rocks thing. Yes. The Rock and Mark Cuban and all promo photos are adjusting their cufflinks. Like, why don't you do that for the photo shoot, buddy?
Yeah.
Buddy.
All right, and then she wrote a caption saying, when you match with Matthew Perry as a joke on a dating app and he FaceTimes you and plays 20 questions with you.
Hmm.
So she was not impressed with Matthew Perry, apparently.
I wonder if it had been Ross, how she would have felt. You know what the quick thing? This kind of comes off my realization of like 3 weeks ago that you, and this is just from, I guess it was from headlines, that you, And it's been a thing for a while. In South Carolina, at least, you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes, any kind of tobacco. Obviously, yeah. Alcohol is the same way. But so that kind of, like, in my mind, kind of changes, like, at what age you allegedly become an adult. Because if you're 18 and then you can then go vote, you could vote for president, but for three of those 4 years, you're not allowed to go buy cigarettes or any kind of tobacco.
You can serve in the military.
But you can serve in the military.
You can kill people, so but you can't smoke.
It's almost like when you hear about a 51-year-old man, I mean, I get it's 32 years difference, but yeah. She could have been a nurse in, you know, some kind of international conflict.
I mean, she looks a little older, but I mean, maybe he didn't, well, he'd have no age, right? But still, she's legal.
But she also has to be a celebrity. Like, who is she?
Yeah.
I mean, to be on that thing.
Well, she kind of says, she posted the video and she says, I feel like a lot of guys in Hollywood are talking to all these young girls. And it's something that I think a lot of people should be aware of. And she says that Matthew didn't ask her for anything sexual. But she did feel uncomfortable at times, especially because she told him she was only 19 and, quote, I don't think he minded that. He even asked her if he was as old as her dad, which is kind of creepy.
I mean.
Yeah, but he waited 32 years to.
You can't be on. You can't be on that app throwing yourself out there and say I'm only 19.
Wouldn't you, even if you're not even anyone of note, I feel like I would be. Any kind of FaceTime or anything like that, I would just maybe think, I wonder if they're taping this.
Right.
They got to be,
well,
right?
I sure wouldn't be doing any kind of physical activity on a video with somebody.
You wouldn't be helicoptering as soon as they logged on?
No.
I got a FaceTime from up
there. Do you do that, fat boy?
Because you know what he can do? He'll get on all fours and bend over, and he can make the dog tongue go on somewhere other than his face. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know
who's holding the camera.
Somehow I ended up with a picture of Fat Boy in a bathtub, which was my go-to because somebody would say, will you send me some nudes? And I sent
them. Oh, when you said your go-to, I'm like, golly.
Well, not that, but I mean, you know, if they want nudes, I got them.
Yeah,
nudes that you want.
Whoever sent you the last nude might have to go get checked out. I think half dead.
I got lightheaded at least.
The peenie pics are great.
If he was sitting down and he took that picture, if he stood up, he's going to fall right on the floor.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on page Rise Guys Headlines.
Look, we're all laughing and cutting up. Sorry. Ha, ha, ha. But we're about to get into some tender stuff, some sensitive stuff, some angry stuff.
Oh, real angry people.
Real angry people.
Hell yeah.
The FOF line. We're going to get into it next. You can get in on it. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318.
You know how some people are just a little off? Yeah, we've got a full room of those. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.